The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
Welcome to Ron Paul, the weekly podcast. I'm Charles Goyette. The Caesars of ancient Rome had nothing on the modern American imperial presidency. Indeed, for all the glory that was Rome, they never saw anything like Barack Obama's $100 million African safari. Ron Paul identifies the real irony in all this presidential excess when we continue in a moment.
I'm Ron Paul. I'd like to thank our sponsors. Their support makes these conversations possible.
We talk a lot here about gold. This is Charles Goyette. While you need to protect yourself and your family with gold, you also need to protect yourself from dealers who sell overpriced gold coins, coins with high profit margins. High profits for them, that is, not so great for you. Because I take this seriously, I want to refer you to CMI Gold and Silver. Helping people avoid overpriced gold is actually a part of CMI's mission statement. Call CMI Gold and Silver at 855-757-7285 or look them up online at CMIGS.com. That's just CMI and then GS for gold and silver. CMIGS.com. Protect yourself. Call now. Speak with one of their knowledgeable advisors. 855-757-7285. 855-757-7285. No matter how tight things are, there always seems to be plenty of money for the imperial presidency. But as Ron Paul points out, it's maximum pain for the people and maximum pleasure for the presidents, right?
You can say that again, because I think most Americans ought to be disillusioned by now. We, as a country, elect an individual who identifies with the poor people. And here we are. There's been abuses, but this has to take the case as far as abuse for personal reason by a president. The story is that he's going to go and make an African tour and save the world. I think he ought to stay at home and worry about some of our problems here at home. But news reports said that this trip is liable to cost the taxpayer $100 million. Of course, when I read that, I knew it was a mistake, because how could that be? He must be announcing another foreign aid program. No, it's just a travel aid program for the Obama family. Now, this is outrageous, and it explains all the reasons why the American people are so sick and tired of all this. In the name of good and helping the people, that we have to spend this much money to go overseas. Of course, he'll use the justification, this is wonderful, and he's going to keep the world at peace as he starts another war in Syria. That's the terrible part about all this diplomacy at the same time, you know, they're escalating wars. Where the real hypocrisy comes in is this whole idea of the sequester. Set aside money, cut back, no White House tours, and cut back on TSA, punish the people. But when it comes to travel and when it comes to intervention overseas, there's no serious attempt at all. There's no shortage of money. There's just political manipulation of the people by our politicians once again. This is one reason why I think people should reassess this whole thing. I don't think they will. There's a lot more now doing it. But I don't think the people are really going to reassess this. I don't think we're going to see any real changes until reality sets in. And that means a declaration of national bankruptcy for us, where our dollar doesn't function and we have a real financial crisis. But if we're in the middle of a crisis now, which I do believe, but nobody wants to recognize it, of too much spending and too much debt, how can we afford this kind of money and then pretend by nickel and diming it and not letting people go through the White House or on top of the Washington Monument, and this is the way we're going to practice austerity? No wonder. Most of the American people, a large majority of the American people, they don't trust their government. They don't trust their government officials. And a lot of people say, well, this is terrible. I think it's sort of healthy. Why should they trust the American people when they're treated this way? And then, of course, they need a lot of taxes. And then what kind of an example does the IRS set? An atrocious example. And then when you look at that, along with all our loss of privacy, it's time the American people did become disgusted and say, enough is enough. If you're the president of the United States, why don't you stay home and take care of your business here at home?
Well, the news stories about the safari in Africa for President Obama and his family detail some of the things that are going on. Military cargo planes flying in 56 separate vehicles. including 14 limousines, 3 truckloads of bulletproof glass to cover the windows where they stay, jet fighters aloft all the time. It's easy to add up to $100 million, but I went back and looked at one of Bush's trips, just to be nonpartisan about this business. When Bush went to London in 2003, oh, he made a couple of African safaris of his own. When he went to London in 2003, President Bush took 250 Secret Service agents, 150 national security advisors, 200 other government officials, 50 political aides, and no telling how many makeup artists and hairdressers went along, too.
But it looks like Obama wants to be one up on him. As big a spender as Bush was, it looks like this trip could even cost us more. But I would like to see the competition in a different direction, a competition with who can tell us the truth the more often, by letting the American people know exactly what is going on. But instead, there's a competition for spending and running around and pretending that they're doing something for us. I think that this has to end. And unfortunately, though, we haven't had too many people express this disgust for it. You know, and the other thing that this comes up is, you know, they just passed the military appropriations bill. And one thing they promised that there would be no earmarks, which is a joke, you know, no earmarks. And that's supposed to clean up this mess. But there's always earmarks for trips like this. There's earmarks for the military-industrial complex. There's earmarks for the war. And if they're not earmarks, they just take the money anyway. But then they say, well, you know, if they collected our money for our highways and they want to earmark some money to return such and such money to a state, oh, that's the greatest sin in the world. Well, I would say earmarking for war and earmarking for travel and earmarking for intervention overseas and earmarking against these things. These are the earmarks we should be dealing with, not earmarking a couple dollars coming back for our highways to be rebuilt.
Well, when Bush went to Africa in 2008, it was just like Rockefeller passing out dimes to children. Bush gave away hundreds of millions of dollars of the taxpayers' money, foreign aid deals here, boondoggles there. And at the same time, Dr. Paul, the Chinese, at the same time, were all over the African continent looking for, and they were locking up natural resource projects for their economic needs. And they were doing it in grand capitalist manner. They were buying deals and locking up projects that provide resources and earn a real return while Rockefeller was tossing dimes to children.
Yes, this means the balance of payments, money going overseas actually gets worse. We throw money down a rat hole and it hurts our deficits. And then we become more a greater debtor nation. We actually have to borrow this money. We're talking about the money being spent on this trip. But it's not money, actually, that we produced here by a healthy economy. We have to borrow all this money. And a country like China is supposed to be, you know, embedded with communism, happens to be our banker, and they happen to produce and they happen to save money. Then they happen to go to Africa and invest their money as well as in the Middle East. They actually invest in Iran and Afghanistan. At the same time, we go into these areas with militarism. And all we do is we end up with less money and more enemies and a greater threat of Al-Qaeda coming to attack us because of our approach. I'd like to try the old-fashioned way of freedom and markets and investments and allow people to go overseas and not pay our politicians and our presidents to consume our wealth by going on these errands around the world to promise more foreign aid to these countries. I think we should promise more aid to the American people by spending less, taxing less, and let the American people keep the money themselves and give them an incentive to earn more.
That sounds like a great note to end this conversation. Thank you, Dr. Paul. Another great podcast, Ron Paul, the weekly podcast. I'm Charles Goyette.
This concludes another PodcastOne.com program.